Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Laura Mora.
And I'm Ruby Rose.
She did that perfect.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Well, welcome to Lip Service.
Thank you for having me, queen.
It's a pleasure to have you. You got a lot going on right now.
I guess, but thank you. I don't think so. But
you got a new single?
I do have a new single. Wifey just dropped in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Go stream that.
So what's the difference between a wifey and a girlfriend?
A wifey is, you know, a loyal girl who's going to not necessarily hold it. You only hold it down for the right man. But a wifey is loyal and only fucking with that nigga and, you know, just doing everything she needs to do. And a girlfriend is just, you know.
Not loyal?
She's loyal, but she's just not 1,000% committed, I guess. I don't know.
It's early on.
Yeah, the beginning stages.
And so you're a wifey.
I am a wifey 1,000%.
Okay. What y'all think? Gigi, you're a wifey. You always been kind of a wifey.
Child, my whole damn life.
She was born a wife. Somebody's wifey.
Period.
What about you, Steph?
I'm definitely not nobody's wifey. As if.
You don't have to be somebody's wifey, but are you a wifey?
Am I that type of,
no, definitely. I treat every guy that I'm with like he's
my husband.
My husband.
Yeah, so definitely.
So you're
you cater to
I
you,
think
man.
It's just in my blood, in my nature to be like that.
And Laura, you're wifey material, you think?
Yeah, I go 0 to 100 real quick. Yeah. That's why I'm kind of like single right now.
I feel that.
That's everybody. When you be doing them drunk calls all mad.
Oh my God, yes.
Like, what did I say last night?
I'm so ready for the unsend button.
So what are some things that like a girlfriend, you know, before you elevate to wifey status, right? Tell me like some things that you only would do if you're a wifey. Like that's girlfriend shit and this is wifey shit.
Claiming that nigga.
Publicly
claiming that nigga, posting that nigga. That's for a wifey, like if we're locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, cooking, cleaning, catering to him, like doing those types of things is only if like you're a wifey and like locked in. And
what about buying him presents?
If he buys me presents, I would buy him presents.
Oh, don't you hate when you date somebody and their birthday comes before yours when you first start dating?
Yeah, so you don't know how crazy to go.
Right, because you're like, I got to sit down the groundwork, but if I buy something, and then what if this doesn't last and now I just bought him a gift and then I don't know what he's going to get me. What about vacations? Like, you know, when you go on a vacation, let's just say you're just dating, right? Should he pay for your trip? Should he pay for your hotel room? Should he pay for everything? Or would you say, okay, I'll get my flight and meet you there?
If I'm fucking with the nigga, he better, obviously, I think 1,000% should pay for everything. If I'm not, like, if I don't have the intentions to be with him romantically, then I will pay for my own stuff for sure. But if I know that, like, I want to fuck with him, then I think the man is absolutely supposed to be a man and take care of that and hold that down.
So let me ask you this. Let's just say a guy offers you a trip, but you don't know if you want to mess with him or not.
I've only been on one trip with my boyfriend. I don't go.
And really?
I've been offered many.
And where did y'all go?
We went to Mexico, but I told everybody I went by myself, but we went together.
They were like, who's taking the pictures?
I took no pictures actually during the trip. It was supposed to be like a bonding, try to fix the relationship trip, but we fought the whole trip and that was the last trip.
Also, it wasn't even good.
It was not good.
She's like, has PTSD from vacations now.
Yeah.
I feel like that's important when you're messing with somebody to travel with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you fight on vacation, you know.
Yeah, because it's when you're, you know, like you can even get there at different times. Like he could be coming from one city and you come from another city and you meet there. But once you're there, you're together.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's the worst. I think I've had vacation trips and gotten into fights, I think, three times in my life on vacation. And it never lasts long after that.
Angela, how many times have you seen me on my
vacation? Every time. And ruin everybody else's trip.
What would y'all fight about?
I don't even remember. That's how petty and stupid it was. But a lot of the fights was stuff that he started because he has very just like
insecure,
crazy insecurities. Yeah.
And you know, some people get drunk and get really argumentative when they're drunk too.
Like, yeah, that's what I was going to say, the drinking.
And then he would always blame me for stuff that I wasn't doing. But in hindsight, I see very clear that it was because he was the one that was up to no good.
Yeah.
So he was deflecting all of his bullshit onto me all the time.
Let's go back to this Mexico trip, though. Okay. Mm-hmm. So tell me, like, what happened, you know, when you land, like, were you fighting before you even landed? What happened?
Like, we just were fighting months into our relationship, like, a lot, OD. And we thought the trip, he thought the trip would fix
it. Would help. And it didn't.
It was a nice effort.
It was a nice effort. He spent a lot of money, got us a nice, crazy-ass crib and stuff. And we did adventures and all that, but we just
still fought.
Like, you went in the cenotes?
I love them.
Y'all went, what do they call that? The
zip lining.
We did all that.
You know, the Mayan ruins and
all that.
Did y'all at least have sex on the trip?
I don't even think we fucked. That's like, we didn't even sleep in the same bed. We were
so,
that's
like, yeah, we fought like brother and sister.
And how long did y'all stay there?
Probably like 3 or 4 days.
Oh man, I would have left.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Y'all not even sleeping in the same bed. Like, and are you stubborn? Like, you know, because sometimes he might try to be like, okay. And then sometimes we could be really stubborn and not want to make up.
Yeah, extremely. And something I've realized in like, at my age of 24, I realized once a nigga cheats on me, the relationship is over because I can't stop thinking about it and bringing that shit up and it just festers in my mind. So once a nigga cheats, I realize I have to let that motherfucker go because he's not the one.
You know what? I'm glad you said that because I kind of feel the same way. Because I see a lot of people, right, staying with guys who cheat and that's their prerogative to do that. But people act like, if you leave somebody for cheating, something's wrong with you.
Exactly.
Like, because you have a choice.
You have a choice whether to be, a weak bitch and stay or whatever, work it out. Or you can, like, I'm the type of person, I refuse to settle, like, in my career, my friendships, my life, relationships. So I think people should not settle for a nigga who doesn't respect you because cheating is fucking traumatic as fuck.
It's also your own thoughts on it, though, too, because I feel like you, I can't stop thinking about it. So, like, I don't want to go through every time you go somewhere, I'm like, shit, where is he going? I don't trust him.
Exactly.
If he doesn't answer the phone, what is he doing? And then, like, I feel like I get obsessive about things. Some people don't care about cheating that much.
Oh, yeah. If they don't care, then
yeah.
Get
some people are okay with it. Like, you know, how many people have stayed with somebody who cheated? Everybody's done it. But you're saying you wouldn't do it again.
I haven't. Not since high school. But then I haven't found, like, I haven't broke up with any of my guys because they of cheating. Like, my exes, we broke up just because I can tell when I haven't found out. But I, you know, that women, once I start getting that intuition and I'm always second guessing things, even though I don't find out and I automatically lose, like, my emotions go and I feel like I don't want to have sex with you no more. Like, you know, when that intuition kicks in. And I'm gone. I'm gone. So,
I feel like,
so I've never found out that he was cheating.
I feel like it makes me weaker to let another girl move me. You know what I'm saying?
It's like competition.
I'm gonna give up what I have. Like, ring the alarm, Beyonce. Have y'all heard that?
Girl,
you know. Listen,
get a new one.
I had that whole thought process.
Process with my ex at one point.
Would a wifey stay?
No. Because queens don't like a wifey, I want to others what I would want done to myself. So I'm not cheating. What the fuck? So they shouldn't be cheating. So no, a wifey should not stay. She should definitely leave.
I feel like there's other things that I'll leave a guy for besides other women. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, I would probably send my man to hell for not calling me or texting me for a whole day before I sent him to hell for catching him having a drink or, you know, at a hotel with another, with a hoe.
Having sex, not just,
But I understand
what you're saying about sometimes you feel like, damn, because if you read messages and they're going back and forth and he's like, she's like, I love you. And then you feel like, I don't want to just throw him to her.
Right. Yeah.
But, and that's a hard thing too, because you feel like, damn, I'm just kind of like stepping aside and now he's going to have this amazing life with the girl that he cheated on me with.
Recap. Oh, I lied. I was cheated on. My first, that guy. Mm-hmm. Terrible. That's why I never again was somebody able to cheat on me, because I'm still scarred to this day from that. I was cheated on really bad.
Have you ever cheated?
No, but I've cheated back. Like, I stayed with the nigga and after he cheated on me and then just I cheated on him, which is incorrect and an error as well.
Just to leave the nigga
because it's not gonna fucking like work.
Right. And did he find
reasons
out?
Why women cheat?
I told him. I'm a very openly honest person. Like, I tell people what the fuck be going on. So.
What was that conversation like?
He was traumatized.
Yeah, because they can always dish it, but they can't take it.
He was
take
fucking it. Sick.
Like, did you tell him over the phone?
No,
did you tell
I told him in person.
After you ate your pussy?
No.
Oh my God, Angela.
Oh my God.
As soon as you came, you should have been like,
I fucked Jerome.
Jerome.
Was it somebody he knew?
I mean, he knows of him, I'm sure.
Shit.
But they didn't know each other. I didn't even actually know. I told him I slept with somebody. I didn't tell him who. This nigga went crazy, ran out to my lobby in my building, took my phone, found out who, put the screensaver on my phone as the nigga. Like, just,
wow.
Yeah. Niggas are crazy. They definitely can't take that shit.
Mm-hmm. But you're crazy for telling him.
They're way bigger than that.
Just honest. I can't lie. I'm a very bad liar.
Like, I'm going to do some fucked up shit, but I'm going to be honest about it.
Yeah, you know.
How was the other guy?
It was a one-time only thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy. Like, you will be with somebody else and it makes you realize how much, oh my God, I fucking love that other person. But
mm-hmm. That's why rebound sex is sometimes not good, because it makes you even feel worse. Like,
absolutely.
You try to forget somebody and then you're like, damn, what a waste.
And I feel like when you do rebound sex and you're still in love with your other person, it was just such a waste. Like, what was the point of you?
Facts. Hurt yourself more.
Right.
But now, if it was good.
That's true.
Have you ever stayed with somebody because the sex was so good?
Absolutely, girl. Absolutely.
We call that digmatized.
Yeah. But, you know. In those situations, like, I know it's just obviously that, and it's not like...
I saw a shift when you said it, because it felt like you had a moment.
Yeah, a recollection last night. No, I'm kidding.
Have you squirted?
I have never...
Oh, we have someone for you.
You know this guy?
Right.
We know this guy.
He's like a squirt master.
That
we just can't
crazy.
Get it out of our mind.
Do you want to?
Of 1,000%, of course. I just...
Orgasm?
Learned how to orgasm recently.
Really?
While intercourse.
Was it by yourself or was it with someone?
It was by myself. And then after that, I learned how to do it, like, or how to let it happen when I'm with other people.
Mm-hmm. How do you let it happen? For people out there who have never orgasmed.
Yeah. Just like really completely like relax. Like, I always am super in my head, like, oh my God, does it even feel good? Is he enjoying it? So I just learned to fucking relax, let go, and try to please, like, I shouldn't only be trying to please him, like, make sure that it's feeling good to myself. So just really that, and, you know.
Is there a certain position that works better for you?
Yes, ma'am.
What, on top?
On top.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's like my little sister. Yes, that's the easiest way. It's the aim.
Ruby Yee.
So I mean, because I feel like that is the easiest way, and I think scientifically it is the easiest way for women to have an orgasm,
because you have more control at that point.
It might be the only way.
Mm-hmm. I could become a missionary.
My favorite was from the top, but missionary now is like.
But
as much as I like doggy style, I don't think I ever orgasm that way.
I think I have, but
I don't think so.
And doggy style too, myself.
So wait, Ruby, were you lying to guys before that about orgasming? Like, if he's like, did you come?
Absolutely.
So you are a liar.
I am, but a lot of make people feel good sometimes, you know? But I honestly, I still do, but hopefully, I don't know. But yeah, I was going to say, actually, I didn't know, like, I know this sounds crazy, but like, I didn't know sex was supposed to feel good for a girl until like becoming like in my 20, 21, 22. Like, mm-hmm. I literally didn't, there's so much I didn't, you know about sex until recently. Like,
do you get like, what about oral sex? You let guys eat you out, you come that way?
I've never came off of head, no.
Wow.
Girl. What?
Wait, what?
No, I don't even like, I have guys trash. Do it because I just want them to do it. But honestly, I don't even, like, they don't make it feel good. So.
You need to start telling them how you like it.
I know. But I don't know how I like it because I've never had,
done right.
Are the guys like, are they like your age or are they old?
I want you to answer Stephanie's question. Have you been with a girl?
Have you been with a girl?
No.
Okay. That's we'll try it.
That's what everybody says. I should. I want
they
to.
Do.
Nah, I mean, if you ever find the moment, you're having a good time and there's somebody you're having chemistry with, don't be shy about it because it's going to be nice. Because girls will find it.
I've been making out with this girl on my OnlyFans. Her name's Yasmin Lopez. Do you know
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But that's just for OnlyFans. Yeah.
But does she eat?
I don't know.
You should try.
I should try. I say this all the time. I definitely want to try that because.
But do it with a girl who's into you, you know, like really wants to make you come.
Okay.
You think sex is better? Okay. So the best sex you ever had, was it with somebody that you were in love with or was it somebody who was just good at sex?
Definitely somebody, like when you're in love, I think the passion and chemistry just makes it so much better.
Is that the guy who made you orgasm or no, though?
It was.
Okay. Bug to RIP. Bug to RIP to that relationship. Yeah. Now, how many times do you double back?
Like, what do you mean by that?
Like, okay, say you dated little TJ and then y'all were spotted again, together again. Mm-hmm. Is that a double back situation? Like, okay, we broke up and now we're back.
Well, we were never together, but like messing with him again or messing with whoever again. I don't know. However times until
you over it.
Until I'm over it, I guess, until I want to stop.
Now, how did he manage to get back in? Because y'all had some public drama.
Yeah. He's just cool. He's just super nice. He was very apologetic after the situation. I saw your guys' like thing that he do like a talk with you or something.
I wasn't there that day. I don't, was I?
You, it was over the phone. Like you guys, he was on live and it was with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But, he was just super apologetic and he's a super cool guy. Super supportive.
Yeah. Cause I also don't like when people say disrespectful things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, what happened and what he did was definitely fucking crazy. But the nigga's young as fuck and stupid. I'm stupid. You know, we did stupid things. He apologized and I'm over it. You know, that's not my nigga. That's my buddy.
Okay.
And we'll leave it at that.
It seems like you're pretty nice to people. Is there anybody you don't forgive?
Honestly, no. I think I forgive everybody. I don't forget and I might not want to be friends and hang out. Mm-hmm. But like, I definitely am a forgiving person. I don't have hate in my heart. I don't.
What sign are you?
I'm a Libra.
Okay. Fair, balanced.
Mm-hmm. Very balanced.
Now, it's interesting that when you came in here, you acted like you didn't have a lot going on, but you do, right?
Thank you.
Now, you have the tour coming up with Wiz Khalifa and Logic. That's a huge deal.
Thank you. Yeah,
I don't know why you can't say, yes, I have a lot going on. You got the
single. She's so humble.
Thank you. I don't know. Yeah, I do, I guess. Thank you. I'm very excited about that. Mm-hmm. Do I have anything else coming? I have some festivals in London and Tokyo that I'm about to do.
And you have a summer walker. You also, you're on that song with Dream Doll and Cash Doll.
Yes,
That's a big deal.
Thank you. It's so crazy. Like, I'd be forgetting, like, it is a big deal. But you know when, like, so much should just be happening, like, life becomes blasé, like everything kind of becomes regular, you know?
I need you to get excited.
I know, I want to be excited.
She's like me. I feel like I don't like boasting on my past glories. Like, I glorify them when they're happening and then I move forward.
Because it's all happening. Because look, I'm going to keep it real.
No, but you should be proud of yourself.
It's harder for you just how you got started in this business. I know that people will try to act like, oh, she's just this Instagram or this, but then for you to actually really be making all these things happen. I mean, sitting down, having LA Reid just I mean, that's a huge deal.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, girl. I appreciate that.
You got to celebrate. That's a big deal. And I always feel like it's nicer when those things can happen for you, when people hate on you and you're like,
hell yeah.
So that's why you got to be like, bam, like,
hell yeah,
look what I'm making happen.
And what you doing? Because this is what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Vibes. Because sometimes you're right. Like, life does, things just happen. And you do got to celebrate, like, all the wins and think to yourself, like, this is fucking amazing.
Absolutely.
I mean, look, you've already made $1 million.
Million.
More.
Yeah.
Millions. More than 1 million.
Yeah. And just think about how young you are, though. People might not achieve that in their whole lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You're right. No, I am very appreciative of everything going on in my life. Mm-hmm. Just the enthusiasm I sometimes lack, but I'm very appreciative. Yeah.
I just want you to be like, yay. Like, what are you like in bed? Are you enthusiastic in bed?
Girl, I'm an animal.
Okay, because you seem too chill. Like,
very chill.
Are you loud? Right.
No, it be the chill ones.
I'm not like a screamer monkey, but you know, nobody's ever complained. You know, I've never had any complaints.
Do you talk shit?
Talk shit? No, I'm more like, you know,
a moaner.
Kind of, but more loving. Like, daddy, do you like it? Like, just not, yeah, you're not telling him what to do. I'm not a dominatrix type of girl.
You're a pleaser.
Right.
I am a pleaser.
I want you to get a little more wild. Let's give her some homework.
Let's get wild.
All right. Can we get her to talk? What are some things that Ruby Rose could be saying in bed to make it? Because I feel like.
Yeah, teach me to spice it up.
Yeah, part of the reason that it took you so long to orgasm is probably because you couldn't let loose and relax.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is sometimes just like having fun, talking shit, mm-hmm. you know, taking it to the next level.
Instead of going, do you like it? You need to be like, you better like it. You better make this pussy come for you. Make this pussy squirt, daddy. Fuck me harder.
These girls.
Okay, I should do that.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Be more demanding.
Do you demanding? Will you ride his face?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you say, you got to verbalize what's happening too while it's
should
happening.
I? Like, yes. What? Explain. Tell me what to do.
And you got to tell him things like, yeah, I come all over. Like, you got to tell him, like, you suck dick, right?
Girl.
Are you good at it?
Girl.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're okay with swallowing. What about it getting on your lashes and stuff?
Will you let him come on your face?
It depends the situation. If I don't have anything going on, then fuck my shit up. I'm super.
Say
you know,
that.
Fuck my shit up.
Yes. Fuck this shit up.
Fuck my face.
This
up.
Pretty ass face. You better fuck this face amazing. Up. You better cut that cum all over this pretty ass face. Fuck this face up.
Didn't that sound good? Fuck my face up.
She's a dude, okay? The way she just did that just now.
Yeah, okay. No, it was okay.
She was supposed to be a boy. We know this already.
I love it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try those things.
Do you have a drunk sex?
I really don't be drinking. Mm-hmm. So,
clearly.
No.
Yeah, we see you poured you some Don Julio.
I tried.
So, and she's like, just give me some
straight. One thing I learned from my ladies being on the show over the years is to initiate. Are you an initiator?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. And I think I should maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a start. Because if you start, then you're already in control. Mm-hmm. So from that point on, it's kind of like you have the upper hand.
Gigi's very sexual, but she was never
initiating. Like, how do you initiate sex?
Depending on like the situation, but just like on a random night, I'll start with the making out, or I'll just grab his dick.
Yeah,
like we could be watching a movie, and I'll just be like,
I'm a little psycho. I'll be like, hey, babe, you want to get your dick sucked?
Right? That too. You said that like, do you want to go to the store for some?
I'm gonna make that call.
Like, babe, what are you doing later? Can I suck your dick?
Same.
I'm coming over.
I do that too.
All right, now let's talk about this XXL freshman list. We're gonna come back to sex.
Okay.
But you made the list last year. They just put out the new list. Did you see it?
I did not yet. I will definitely look at it, but I did not see it.
It literally just came out today.
Oh, yeah, right before we did this.
That's exciting. It's a little late. Last year, it came out like in April, I think.
So how did you feel when you made the list?
Super fucking happy as shit. I did not think I was going to make it. So.
That's some emotion. There we go.
Yes, yeah. No. Yeah.
Did you say it like that or were you more excited?
I was very excited.
Okay, good.
Super loud. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But because like, you know, like you said, people don't take me serious and that's okay because I will hopefully turn them into fans and supporters or whatever. But yeah, a lot of people don't take me serious and think I'm just like a pretty bitch, whatever, OnlyFanser. But you know, being on that list gave me some fucking validity and credit and my cipher went crazy. So I was super happy and thankful in that moment.
That's good.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And you do work with a lot of other women, but then you also be having like certain things happening too. So how do you decide like who you can befriend and who you can trust in this business?
Well, I'm the type of person, I'm super like a girl's girl. Like I love sisterhood. Like I love my bitches. Like if they're cool to me, I'm gonna be cool to them. So I don't like, unless they do something mean to me or I see them do mean, like bitchy, mean girl shit to other girls, then I probably would stay away.
Mm-hmm.
But I know people who like do mean things are you know, going through something internally. Like, so, you know, you always have to look at it through both sides. But I'm cool with everybody, but I only hang around with like my solid friend group in Atlanta, you know?
Because a lot of times those issues are about guys too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I lost my best friend over a man.
TJ?
Yeah. But that's in the past, but yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. Did y'all ever talk after that?
Never.
So that's it. You never ran into her?
She would not be at the places that I'd be at, Angela.
Period. You hate from the outside. You can't even get in.
I feel you.
Did she try to ever reach out to you?
Yeah, and apologize, but it's like, bitch.
What's done is done.
It's okay. I forgave her.
Mm-hmm. But you ain't forget.
But you forgave him.
I absolutely forgave him. But he's cool. It's different. Like, you know, I don't expect too much from a young nigga like that. Like, mm-hmm. this bitch, we were friends for 5 years. Like, you know, I had this bitch in my crib, you know what I'm saying? Right. So that was like the loyalty, like you're just extremely disloyal and scary. So
those be the worst people though, that you really can't trust. Like the person mm-hmm. closest to you is the person that can do the most harm. Mm-hmm. You think she was jealous?
Probably, I don't know. But she slept with a few of my people. Whoa. And I forgave her, but then this one was just like,
well,
this
God
nigga embarrassed me.
Yeah, she was your friend.
She was already.
Fooled you once.
Yes, yes, not your right. friend.
Fooled you twice.
I can't even listen.
It sounds like, you know, she wanted your life.
Something, but it's okay. She's doing good for herself, mm-hmm. as she should. I don't even want to give this
girl all right, that's it. Let's move forward.
All the attention she gets.
What's the nicest present somebody ever bought you?
The nicest present somebody's ever bought me, probably these big ass rock earrings from Icebox. Mm.
Was it your birthday or was it just a here, I love you gift?
It was an I'm sorry gift.
Mm. Okay. Did anybody ever ask for stuff
we
back?
We like apology gifts.
Yes, bitch.
Ask for stuff back?
Yes.
Who was trying to be the repo man?
Girl, I don't want to say his name, but
niggas is it initials?
What did he ask for?
Tell us later.
Everything like purse, like jewelry, purses.
Did you give it back?
Girl, no.
Good. Okay.
Attention. I never asked for my shit back. So.
That is so petty. That's also a way to try to stay connected to somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For like, sure. Yeah. For sure.
Because you keep harassing them. Back. Right. Because you want to keep on contacting them. So you keep on asking for shit back because you want to find a way to like reach out talk. And have something to say.
Absolutely. 1000%. But yeah, no, he did not get that shit the fuck back, bitch.
What's the nicest thing you bought someone?
I just bought my homegirl a Tesla today. I dropped it off in Atlanta.
Oh, what?
I saw that.
Nice. I paid it off in cash.
That was so cool.
Okay, best friend. Okay, yeah,
that's my fine. Best friend. That's
your former best friend. Like, damn it.
Did talk about Tesla.
Yeah, that's what's up.
She's going to listen to this and be like, I done fucked up. Can I DM her? Do you check your DMs?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. What's the, what's some work that you managed to get done just from off your DMs?
Girl, a lot of my deals, like, it'd be... I love my label and I love my agents, but I swear the most like shit that I be getting money from just be random shit in my DMs and emails, like from just strangers, like, I don't know, bookings for shows, or I got a little Pretty Little Thing deal mm-hmm. from my DM, which was pretty nice.
Six figures. See, that's why you got to check your DMs.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and how did you and Summer Walker get close?
Like we are both from Atlanta and like her management, they were like the first people I got cool with in Atlanta. They're called LVRN. Mm-hmm. So really just through them. And like, I just was a fan of her and she just started being nice to me. And she just brought me along on her tour and was like a very big sister, nice, super loving, you know, type of girl.
That's dope. So originally though, you're from Kentucky.
Correct.
Right. But then you went to college in Atlanta?
Yeah, I went to Georgia State.
What did you study in college?
Political science.
Ah, shit. Okay. That's why people, when you do interviews, they be like, she's really smart and she's very...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you feel like you use that in life at all?
What, my politics or my smartness?
I mean, no, your major in college. Because you know, people be like, I studied this, but I don't really use it.
Yeah. Well, no, I definitely don't use that shit. But like in general, like education, I think education's amazing. So mm-hmm. I learned, you know... Your major is political science, but I learned about English, history, like everything. So I think it's a good, well-rounded degree to major in if you want to pursue that in life.
All right. Now, another song you have, He and His Feelings. Mm-hmm. Now, we've all had circumstances when guys have been in their feelings and done did some crazy shit that you can't mm-hmm. believe that they did. And I feel like it's also a testament to, like, you know, you being the shit. When a guy does something crazy, but sometimes they take it too far. What's the craziest thing a guy ever did to try to get back with you?
Cry and throw up and piss on themselves.
Throw up and pee on themselves.
Was it a toddler?
Like what? Something. No, I caught this nigga cheating.
Skipping 3-year-old.
Like, I caught this nigga cheating with a girl in the car, and he hit her in the back seat. And after I saw her in the back seat, I like went back to my hotel. By the time I was at my hotel, he was already there at the hotel with, in a different car. And this nigga was just sick, trying to put money through the crack of the door, trying to, you know, just do anything.
Wait, I'm so confused. He made himself throw up and he cried and he peed on himself?
I don't know if he peed on himself, but throw up and cry, yes.
You saw wet spots, though.
I don't know about wet spots, but I shouldn't say piss on himself. I was being a little dramatic.
It's too far.
But the nigga was very butthurt and super sad he got caught.
And so did that affect,
always sad
yeah,
caught,
did that affect right. you? Like, does crying work when guys cry?
No.
No, nigga, you cried because you got caught, nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
You weren't crying when you was doing
for
it.
Me. Crying definitely does works it? For me.
No, like, niggas, something I've learned, niggas are fucking act. Tours.
Yeah, it works.
And the they do the same shit with that.
You can't fake throwing up.
Yes, you can. Stick your finger down your throat.
You think he stuck his
and
finger?
And you know how you can cough when you throw when you cry and you like kids, like you said, is he a toddler? You know, kids cry till they throw up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've had some crazy situations already.
To be so young.
Really? Yeah. No, kind of. For sure.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I'd probably be like, get your ass up. You better clean that up, too.
Crying is kind of a turn off.
Yeah. No, honestly, I like, okay, and when they're caught, it's a turn off. But if they're crying to me on some emotional level,
yeah,
shit,
a real
maybe
guy.
Let's connect.
Yeah, yeah, a real guy. But now they're trying connection. To get you back and
yeah,
you start crying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, okay. Like a couple of
when,
tears.
That's what I'm saying. When a guy cries for me, I feel like, wow, he's really emotionally connected to me. Wow.
Even if it's after he got caught cheating?
No.
But he got caught. I know it's not good. I know. Little tear, like, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh my God. G.
He's crying.
He bought me a bag and he's crying.
Is it worth it?
Should I do this?
I've definitely gotten a text like that.
I'm telling you, that's why I said
it. He bought me a bag and he's crying.
Yes. He's crying.
I feel like a guy messes up and he starts crying. I don't believe. I like.
No, it's probably fake. I don't. I mean, I at the end of the day, you know, or maybe a week or two later when everything is normal, you're like, damn, those were really crocodile tears. But at the moment,
it worked.
You definitely got in my pussy for that. We definitely had a moment.
He probably was like, yes.
Got this bitch.
Got her again. All right,
see
now.
Next another, week.
Another thing that just happened is Kevin Gates mentioned you in his song. And you gave a little cute response. You were just like, oh, he freaky as hell.
He freaky.
Wait,
that
so,
was freaky as hell.
He's freaky. Hold on, let me find exactly what he said. Hold on. We got to find. Okay. Ruby Rose, I can't wait to have your feet face in my ceiling with my tongue deep in your ass while I kiss all on your kidney. Put that dick deep in your back and have you come all on this missile. He don't know you just did that. put your hands behind your back and smack your ass. I'm in your kidneys. Wow. Is that sound appealing?
I'm not going to lie. No, it's cool. It's, I mean, like, for a song, that's cool.
Yeah,
you know?
In a song, like if somebody said that. So, okay, so what that means is you like a tongue deep in your ass.
Would I like that? Mm-hmm. Probably.
Sure.
You've never had that done?
Oh, no, I have. Like, I'm not. I don't
mean Kevin okay, yeah. Gates. I'm yes, just saying in general.
I do like a tongue in my ass from time to time.
From time to time.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Occasional okay. Tongue in a booty ain't bad.
Yeah.
That sounds like his whole
now you like dig deep in your back. So back shots, I guess.
Love back shots.
Okay. Is that your favorite position?
Like, I like that position because I know I probably look good in that position. But again, we know that.
She like being on top.
I like being on
there.
Tight.
Yeah. Now she does. Yeah. Now she done discovered some shit. Was that your favorite position before you figured out how to orgasm?
No, I hated being on top because I felt like all the attention was on me and I'm like shy. Like, I don't know if I'm doing
you're
right.
You're shy? I feel like this is a good thing. It seems like you're confident about yourself and your body.
Mm-hmm. To an extent. But, you know, like, I'm confident, of course. But, you know, like, as a woman, everybody has, like, you know, insecurities and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I've recently started to love myself a lot more. Like, I used to be really, really skinny. Like, I put on weight after I broke up with this nigga, like, end of last year. And I put on, like, 30 pounds since then. So, now I'm, like, more liking my body and stuff. But I used to, like, I already had no boobs. So, I felt, like, kind of, like, you know, unwomanly.
I feel like people love how you look and love your body.
Mm-hmm. Now they do.
Even when you were smaller, though.
It's okay. But
I mean, I do. I actually, you know, like that too. Like, I feel like I wish I was, I'm used to being small. So I wish I was like back smaller again.
Really? I don't know.
You know, but
it's cool. But thank you.
Yeah. And you're comfortable. Okay. So what about anal?
I've tried anal one time and that shit hurt so bad. I cried and never tried it again.
But real tears.
Real tears. I like a finger on my butt.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. A little thumb isn't bad.
What if his dick is the size of a thumb? Is that okay?
For my butt?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Just for my butt. Anywhere else, no.
No.
And that's what you got to do with them when they're your size. Yeah. Send it to the back, though.
Have you ever had that experience? Like,
thankfully, thank the Lord's, no. Never.
God looking out.
Never.
All right, now, smacking your ass. You like that, right?
Love a flogging. The flogging.
The flogging. Now you know the lingo. And putting your hands behind your back. Do you like being tied up?
I've never done that, but I'm definitely down to try.
You down to be restrained?
What about blindfolded? Hello. Bro, we'll be DMing.
Restraints and blindfolds are a good time.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be doing like the normal traditional. I want to do that. But I don't know. People say that like you resort to that when you kind of get older. Like, I don't know. Like cosplay, like putting on wigs and shit and like handcuffs and stuff. I don't know.
Like foreplay.
Have you done wigs play? And all that?
No, I've never done a wig, but I've definitely done a blindfold and a handcuff.
Okay.
Simultaneously. And I've done it to a guy.
Okay.
That
yeah.
would be crazy.
Yeah, I did it to a guy during a threesome. And I told y'all this story before. Me and my friend was having a threesome with a guy, and we blindfolded him and tied his hands behind his head, and he didn't know who was doing what. It was spicy.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I would ever let anybody blindfold me or handcuff me because I watch too much of the ID
channel.
That's
a lot of trust.
Oxygen.
It definitely takes a lot of trust.
Blindfolding is not a big deal, I feel like. It's like closing your eyes.
I'd be scared of
I would not be my eyes anyway. It takes out his phone.
That's what I said. I'd be scared of you.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It takes a lot of trust. You definitely got to be with somebody that you trust in order to go that far.
And then you could at any moment. And also, he should be on you. So how can he take his phone out if he's like, you know?
I don't know. They tricky.
These niggas.
Has anybody ever videotaped?
Right. No.
What about consensually?
I record it on my phone almost every time.
Every time?
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you do with the recordings?
Watch it when I'm by myself on the road.
And do you keep it or delete it after that?
I keep it.
You're not scared that somebody's going to have your phone?
No.
What's your favorite video that you have to watch it yourself?
Probably, I don't know, one, like with probably, I don't want to be specific.
But like, what are you doing?
Like, are you giving head? Are you getting head from the back?
We're having sex. Like, it was like the full thing, like making out to sex, to head, me giving him head, him giving me head.
That sounds like a full-length feature film.
Okay. Wait till you do this next movie where you talking and shit and saying all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait.
Tell him to fuck that pretty ass face up.
I think that's going to be fun for you. Okay, now what about this? So another thing that you were in the news for was getting your feet rubbed, right? Now, would you be mad if your man was rubbing another girl's feet?
What?
Yes. My nigga's not allowed to look at another bitch.
But why would he be rubbing another girl's feet? Why would that happen?
I don't know. Maybe
that's
a video shoot or something.
No. Anything but that, please.
It better be your mama's feet.
I'm just saying, because I'm trying to figure out, like, where do we draw the line?
At rubbing feet.
Touching, getting them.
I'm even thinking about rubbing somebody's feet.
That's something that I feel like is important, too, for a guy to want to rub my feet. And if you rubbing somebody else's feet.
No. But is that cheating?
Yes.
Holding somebody's hand, caressing somebody's skin, looking at somebody too long.
Doing anything that you wouldn't do in front of your significant other.
Cheating.
Looking at someone too long is cheating. Now, Ruby, that's too far. I don't know if that's cheating. Listen,
why are you staring at her?
Why are you staring at her?
That's the start. Mm-hmm. That's putting the key in the ignition. You're about to turn it.
Because me? I don't look like...
Well, you put your button on the finger about to push it, rather.
You don't look at anybody?
I mean, I look at people, but I would never look... I don't even find other niggas attractive. Like, when I'm in love, I don't even find
another nigga
attractive.
I'm the same way. I can't even sit with somebody at dinner when I'm in love. Like, I only have eyes for the person that I'm with.
But what if it's somebody that you had a crush on forever and you would stare at someone?
Oh boy.
Angela, if you are in love with somebody, you only have eyes for that person and you don't want to look at them. So if you do want to look at your crush, you probably aren't in love with them and you just have a crush on them. And that's okay.
Okay, period. Okay. So rubbing feet is cheating. Looking at someone too long is cheating. What about going out for a drink? Is that cheating?
Yes. If why? I don't know about it.
My nigga is not allowed to do that.
Because I would never do that. It's a group thing, you know, but one-on-one,
going out. What if it's like, it could be potentially work.
That's what I'm about to say. It depends on the circumstance.
It depends on the circumstance. It's okay.
Yeah.
Or potentially, let's say, because look, guys can hang out with other guys in the same industry. Can your guy hang out with another woman who's in the same industry?
If their relationship is completely platonic and they're not like looking, absolutely. Because I work with only, I be around niggas all the time and mm-hmm. I don't want to fuck any of them or do anything with any of them. And I understand like sometimes you have to work with women. That's okay. But you know, once you cross that line.
Mm-hmm. And listen, we all know that line. Tip-toeing.
You know the line,
okay?
Angela.
We know that line. And they know that line too.
So what about they dancing in the club? Like, you know, maybe what if a girl twerks on your man?
What?
Is that cheating?
My nigga, yes, Angela. That's absolutely.
I mean, if they're in a strip club, cheating.
But it's no, a problem.
If they're in a strip club, it's different because that's.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
okay. What if they're in a strip club?
If they're in a strip club, I'm okay. But it stops
in
there.
In a strip club?
To be honest, I don't even want to answer the question.
I don't want my man in the strip club.
I don't want my nigga in the strip club. Same. Like, my nigga shouldn't be spending money, no offense, on other... Unless he's spending three times that amount on me, you shouldn't be trying to fucking show off for
yes.
these bitches.
I agree.
You
have
show off for these bitches.
I agree. Like, I know a lot of girls who like to go out on dates and they want their man to go take them to the strip club and throw ones and buy bottles to, you know, show off for the crowd. I am not that girl. Like, once you're with me, you have a girl who could... twerk, I could do a split for you. I could.
You don't like, feel like it sometimes.
That's
you're
it.
Like, man, I gotta twerk again.
I'd rather go to a regular spot, go to hookah lounge, go smoke hookah with your friends. The strip club, it's like you look.
It's sexually driven or to show off. Like that's the only
right.
two reasons.
But in Atlanta,
going.
And you live in Atlanta, people just go to the strip club. Like that's a regular.
Look, and my thing is,
I want exceptional.
A regular thing. It's a regular thing.
And I feel like I've worked in the strip club and I never really respected the customers of the strip club.
You look like don't do the moves, don't be touching her fit like but a dance.
What if he's an artist
or her own, but I don't want that for me.
Dating an artist or an influencer or whatever is like a completely different topic and you have to do that for work. So okay, nigga,
so
you have to go
okay.
do that. That's okay.
No, obviously. That's different if he's hosting or getting paid to go somewhere.
What if he works in finance and they're got some clients in town and they want to go to work to the strip club?
That's okay.
Okay. Don't touch the merch. Now, Gigi, we done came to the strip club and how much Gigi in one night?
20 bands.
That's right.
Per.
Just last month.
Yeah. My early birthday. Mm-hmm. Celebration.
You spent your nigga gave that to you.
No. Neither. A mutual friend.
They
were
somebody
they
to
were
the
like
strip
doing
club.
Some business, industry stuff.
It was a mutual friend.
And they gave
Angela.
You the ones or they threw the ones up and the guy collected the ones for you.
Oh, no. Well, I bartend at Club Rain. And shout out to Club Rain. Shout out
yeah,
to my
never
guys.
Shout out to
I know. And they always ask me, like, why you don't talk about Rain?
And you in a Magic City t-shirt.
Well, yeah. You know, they know what it is. Never home, but always repping. But yeah, shout out to Club Rain. It's the old Foxy Lady for those who don't know that want to pull up with me. I'm there every Saturday night. And Angela was in town with one of our mutual friends that's very generous and they stopped by for some wings and they just so happened to be $20,000 wings. And it was, again,
like, make
it
sure
was
Gigi
right
gets that.
Before my birthday. And no, he specifically told the managers, this is Gigi's money, but right. I did share it with the girls.
We
in the
love
it was
sharing.
It was a
girl.
Slow night. And by the time
the wings
I counted,
amazing.
The wings were amazing.
I would come back
and
for the wings.
And by the time I counted up, I had basically gave the club about half, but I gave it to everybody. Remember, I was like literally walking around the club handing out money, like the waitresses, the barbacks, the DJ.
When you bless others, God blesses you 10 times.
Yeah, I would have felt like a crazy
like a
maniac asshole if I would have left the club with $20,000
yes,
that night and nobody else made any money. And like the other bartender, shout out to Mia, that was working with me that night. It was both of our birthdays coming up soon. So I made sure she, you know, got a nice little blessing. And I literally, Angela and our other other friend, Janae, was throwing money around and all the girls was happy. And like, they talked about that for weeks. Like, still to this day, I go to work and somebody's like, mentioning
that. We threw that money
night.
In about 40 minutes.
Literally.
It's $20,000. I would be talking about it for a long time as well.
Yeah, that's exciting. And it was so unexpected. I was behind a bar. It was a slow night. My phone rang. It was Angela. And I was like,
shout out to Angela for bringing that
up. Yes.
All right. Now, have you ever tried to end a relationship with somebody and they wouldn't let you? You know how people be like, you try to end it.
Yes, abso-fucking-lutely. Oh my God, yes.
We still go together. I don't care what you say.
Yeah. Toxic.
Mm-hmm. And they would like wait outside in my garage and shit, but they got the message.
I have had someone tell me, like, I don't know what you talking about. I'll speak to you in the morning. Have a good night. Like, you ain't going nowhere. I own you. Like,
I own you.
This is not slavery.
And I'm like, are you crazy? I don't ever want to see you. Never.
But Steph like that shit.
Dang,
and
you.
Sometimes that's cute.
Like,
that's
all
you crying
right
with a bag.
Like, I'm on my way over there right now. Okay, I'll speak to you later. I don't even want to
see you when I get there.
Because, you know, I think sometimes we want guys to like fight for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And you're like, wait.
No, and he show up and I'm like,
you try to leave somebody's house and you don't really want to and you're waiting for them to stop you?
Yes. You walk by, you're like, why did you leave? Like, wait, I left my toothbrush.
Where's my charger? You be mad as hell with your back.
I know what I'm doing right over here.
And then you come back and restart the argument, like, I'm leaving, but I just want to say.
Right.
I found it funny how. And they be like, go ahead. And you're like, leave. So you're just going to let me leave?
At 2 in the morning?
Have you ever admitted that you were wrong?
Yes, 1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely, I've realized, my ex made me realize that I have a hard time admitting when I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm generally never wrong.
Right.
When I am, it was kind of hard. But I work on doing that, like admitting my wrongs and fixing them and doing better, you know.
That'll really throw a guy off and think that you're really crazy if you admit you're wrong. Like, they're really like, oh, I'm scared.
They don't
now.
Expect that.
Yeah, they do not expect that.
They expect you to argue and, you know, rebuttal.
He'll be so shy. He'll be like, you know what?
Bring
I was wrong.
Old stuff.
He'll be like, but what's great about admitting when you're wrong is you can move on from being wrong to being right. Because I just admitted that I'm wrong. So now I'm right.
I'm right for admitting I'm wrong.
Being honest.
So no matter what, I'm right.
So no matter what, I'm still got it right.
You know what? Ladies listening, we should all do that. Everybody, just admit that you were wrong about some shit. Mm-hmm.
And end up being right.
That's it. Now you're just in the right.
Just to throw him off.
Because you weren't.
He wanted what to do. He'd
be I'd be like, right, looking at it from your perspective, I was wrong. But from my perspective, I was right.
Exactly.
So we're going to agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
You could just do an argument. Just be like, you know what? I was wrong.
No, I've done that a lot.
Yeah.
Man, sometimes when you're with a person who likes to argue, who starts arguments for nothing, you just be like, oh, you know what?
You got it.
You got it. You're right.
Mm-hmm. I hate when niggas do that.
Because they just don't want to argue nobody. They don't really think you're right. They say that, and then you get in a bigger argument over them just agreeing. And they're like, what do you want?
Nigga, fight back for me. Nigga, fight.
I feel like arguing. Well, listen, Ruby Rose, I want to thank you for coming to sit down with us in person. We had a good time with you.
Thank you.
I do want to make sure that we are celebrating all of the wins that you have. So why don't you let us know everything you have going on just in case we miss some things.
So I just dropped my song, Wifey.
Mm-hmm.
That just dropped. I just hit 100,000 followers or subscribers on OnlyFans. Subscribe to my OnlyFans.
That's money.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yes. So that... got that tour with Wiz coming up, some festivals and stuff, and I'm about to drop a project in August. So just a lot of exciting things going on.
So calm and excited. Mm-hmm. Also, don't forget to add that you orgasmed.
I did.
Recently for the first time. And you're about to shit talk.
I'm about to shit talk. I have to find a new lover who deserves for me to do all those things for. But
so you're single now.
Absolutely.
So what kind of guy are you looking for? Just so people out there listening.
One that doesn't lie or cheat.
They qualify.
There it is, girl. I want a loyal, supportive, respectful king that is not going to fucking embarrass me. And just, you know, support me and... You know,
listen,
there for me.
That was almost my Sierra prayer to the T. I added a few more things in it. And listen, I worked on myself and I got
you
that.
You got it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
My new relationship is everything I asked for.
There's a good man for me. There's a good man for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Do kids matter?
I don't want a nigga with kids.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, because they come with baby mama drama.
Yeah, and I want my first to be super special to them. Him. Mm-hmm. But if they do, and he just happens, if he does have a kid and he happens to just be amazing in all other areas, then we can make, I love kids, so it wouldn't matter.
What about, how does your family feel about your success?
My mom, you know, my mom's like super African. I'm first generation. So my mom, at first it took her a long time to come around to it because she just thought like, people would tell her your daughter is a hoe on the internet and posting herself.
People would say that to her?
Girl, yes. Ooh. I don't know. Just, oh, I mean, I was kind of like, I've been kind of decently popular. So it just got back to my mom. But after like I got signed and then like my OnlyFans shit took off, like when I first started my OnlyFans, I gave my mom like 50K for her birthday. So she just, after she's that, like, she was like, okay, do what you need.
So for the people interested, because, you know, me and Stephanie are both on OnlyFans as well, and we let's know the collab. Scrutiny, right? You know the scrutiny and the you know, I don't know,
the negativity,
yeah, that comes right. from it. Describe your content.
One of a kind. You have to subscribe to find out.
I can't tell.
That's a good way to subscribe. That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah. All right, so other than your mom, what about the rest of your family?
My dad is super supportive. My sister's super supportive. Like, mm-hmm. there's everybody's cool. Everybody's, I have a great family and great, like, unit of people around me. I'm super that's blessed good. In that way. So, yeah.
So, no stress in that department.
You like being single now?
Honestly, I do. I'm super focused. I'm making the most money in my life I've made. But like, cause you know, when you're with a nigga, you just, me, I want to be up, laid up under that nigga with him all the time.
So, bad thing when you got to work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you missed appointments ever? Like, and things that you had to do?
Bitch, I would cancel shows, cancel studio what? Sessions. Mm-hmm. I fucked up so much shit when I was in a relationship. So being single is definitely.
Any man that you're with should also encourage you to do those right. things. He should be like, okay, you got to get up and go.
And they always, and people, like my people I always work with always tell me like, Ruby, he would not cancel his show for you, bitch.
Right. So. And he should want you to go do that. He should be like, if he's not doing nothing but laying up with you, he should come.
He should, bitch.
Yeah. So supportive. You know, remember that's on your list.
You know that moving forward.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see who you boo up with next and post on the gram.
Me too.
And post on the gram.
Post on the gram. Me too.
That means that their hubby wifey status if she decides to post them.
So. Claiming that nigga.
Are guys like insecure dating you because they look like they Google you and stuff?
I think so. Like I understand. Like I'm gonna like all of us who anybody who has OnlyFans. That's hard for almost any nigga probably to bear to have. Mm-hmm. Like you know, being desired by like the fucking world and stuff. But you know, it takes the right type of secure nigga who knows that his bitch loves him and she's not going anywhere. So you know,
if you fell in love and he said, "I just really want you to stop with the OnlyFans."
If I honestly, I'm in a place where I could and we could start a different business, and if it made sense,
he would have to replace that income.
Not necessarily. Like
$1 million?
Millions.
Millions.
No, but like she said, ways she could make money.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
Yeah.
I don't so not that he would have to replace it, but it would have to be.
Like he would have a different fortune.
Because, you know, having somebody love and support you, like a real person fucking holding you down will take you so far. Like, you know, Gucci,
way
Keisha,
further
all
than
that shit.
Some fans.
Yeah.
No,
and
no
I just feel like
fans. We love
I mean it's great. Mm-hmm. You're so young to have done everything that you've done already. Mm-hmm. What about investments?
I actually just bought a crib in Atlanta.
Nice. Okay.
Congratulations.
You didn't even mention that as an accomplishment.
I know. But yeah, it's like a little crib that I'm renting out. It's not for myself. Mm-hmm. It's like
the an investment property.
Yeah,
that's
an
accomplishment.
Yeah, and I'm actually like, I'm African. I'm Eritrean, East African. So I'm like doing this foundation for them too. Like I'm about to be doing like a lot of wells throughout Africa.
Awesome. That's where Tiffany Haddish is from too, right?
She's from Ethiopia. But
oh, I thought she's...
Or is she Eritrean?
Yeah, she always says
that. Maybe she is. You're right. Maybe she is. Yeah.
Okay, well, good.
Y'all got big things.
All right. Well, Ruby Rose, thank you so much for coming through. It was a pleasure. You have the name of your project?
I don't.
Not yet.
How much of it's done?
You know what?
The concept is there and we're working. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Let's hope she don't get no man because she'll just be laid up. She ain't be doing no album.
Stay focused, girl.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It was really a pleasure to talk to you. Everybody always says how cool and chill you are.
Thank you.
You didn't disappoint. But next time,
you're going to be a little more crazy.
You're going to be in here turned up.
You're going to be telling us all types of stories.
I was spinning on his dick and...
I can't wait.
Lip service.